Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Thank you for tuning in and worshiping with us today. I hope that this program will draw you closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. Our psalm today will be Psalm 33. In that psalm is the wonderful verse that says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." We'll be having a short patriotic medley in honor of our nation's birthday coming up this week. And later we'll be talking about how the scars in our lives come from wounds that we get either through something we do or something somebody else does to us, and how God can use those wounds and those scars so that we might serve Him better in ways that we maybe could never do without those experiences. But right now, let's enter into His presence and ask His blessing on this program today. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are that we can come and worship you today like this. How grateful we are that in this country we still have freedom of religion, the freedom to worship you and to love you. Father, I pray that you might bring a great revival into this country. Over the years, Father, we have seen how this country is turned away from you, from the top levels, Lord, of government. They have ceased to fall on their knees and to pray for your guidance and to follow the teachings of your holy word. And I pray, Lord, that you might just bring a real revival to this country. Bring us back, Lord, because without that, we will perish. Make us again a nation whose God is the Lord. And Father, I thank you for the opportunity you've given me to lead in this worship today. And I pray, Lord, that you will just anoint this program with your Spirit and draw us closer to you as we worship you and as we praise your holy name and as we thank you for all that you have done for us. And if there's someone listening today who has never experienced the joy of having their sins forgiven, Lord, I pray that they might just feel your Spirit today and you might draw them even closer to you. Heavenly Father, this program is for you, and we love you and we worship you today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. A couple of verses from Revelation chapter 15. Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? We glorify your name today here on A Call to Worship. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for worshiping with us today. In just a little bit, I want to share with you Psalm 33.
Now Psalm 33. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise Him. Praise the Lord with a harp. Make music to Him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of His unfailing love. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry host by the breath of His mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere Him. For He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of His heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He chose for His inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From His dwelling place He watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him, on those whose hope is in His unfailing love to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts rejoice. For we trust in His holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you.
Is the Lord and the people who He has chosen. On the 30th day of April in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln issued this proclamation for a national day of fasting, humiliation, and prayer. He said, "We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined, in the deceitfulness of our hearts, that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us, then, to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness."
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. A little earlier, we heard from Sandy Patty, her rendition of the song, America the Beautiful, in preparation for our nation's 237th birthday coming up this week on the 4th of July. Right now in the background, we've been listening to Mary Beth Carlson and her rendition of two songs, You Are My All in All and All Is Well. I don't know if all is well with you. Sometimes we have problems that come into our life and things aren't really that great. And we get scars from some of the wounds that come into our lives. Either we bring it on ourselves or others do things to us that wound us. And those wounds are very, very painful. And we say, Lord, how can this happen to us? Well, maybe God has a plan for those scars in your life. Scars that God will use as part of His healing process to conform you to the image of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about wounds that heal. Some wonderful thoughts by Dr. Charles Stanley and some illustrations of individuals that have had wounds in their lives and how God has used them. One of the people we'll talk about is Joseph from the Old Testament, who was sold into slavery by his brothers and then accused of crimes in Egypt, which he wasn't guilty of. And yet he told his brothers later on in the story that you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. Isn't it difficult sometimes when you have wounds in your life to say, God, I know you intend this for good in my life. And so I thank you for those wounds. I thank you for those scars. We look at our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, Isaiah says. And yet from His stripes, we are healed. Wounds that bring healing. We'll be talking more about that a little later on in our broadcast. Right now, very quickly, I want to say thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. Your tax-deductible gifts can be sent to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Now, that's a pretty long address for you to remember, but you can remember our website. It's www.calltoworship.us, and you can find our mailing address right on that website. And if you want to send a gift in, you can do it online, too. It's very safe and secure. And lots of folks use that method of supporting the ministry of Call to Worship. So I hope you'll stop by and visit us at www.calltoworship.us. And, of course, there are other things on that website. You can find the complete playlist for each week's broadcast on that website. We also post the scripture there and, of course, a list of all the stations that carry the program all over the country. Over 360 stations air this program every weekend. In addition to that, on our website, you can actually listen to the program anytime you want. In fact, all the Call to Worship programs for this year are available on that website. You can go back and listen to one in January or March or whenever. So I hope you'll stop by and visit us. And if you can, any financial help that you might send would really be helpful. Once again, that address on the website is www.calltoworship.us. And that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And I hope you'll also contact this local station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they're a listener-supported radio ministry, let me encourage you to send them a financial gift as well. Now let's return to this medley that's been playing in the background with Mary Beth Carlson as we wind up with the song, All Is Well. Thank you.
It hasn't been much fun, but the work that it has done in my life has made it worth the hurt. Sometimes we need the hard times to bring us to our knees. Otherwise, we do as we please and never hear him. But he always knows what's best, and it's when we are distressed that we always knows what's best, and it's when we are distressed that we really come to love God as He is. Just as He
now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled, A Touch of His Power, Meditations on God's Awesome Power, published by Zondervan Publishing House. In Genesis 41, verse 52, it says, God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about wounds that heal. Matt Luke was a professional baseball player. He was also a man who learned a powerful lesson through years of personal adversity. As a young boy, Luke endured the taunts and teasings of playmates due to a facial disfigurement. He learned to ignore the jeers and went on to become a star athlete, eventually playing on a Major League Baseball team. Now, even though several operations corrected much of the distortions, facial scars still were faintly visible. Luke could have undergone further cosmetic surgery to eliminate all traces of his affliction, but he chose not to. When asked about his decision, he replied with this pointed remark, I have become the person I am today because of my scars. Luke refused to let the crude remarks be obstacles in his personal development, instead using them as incentive to greater achievements. You know, we all have scars that mark the wounds we have suffered as a result of our own harmful behavior or from the painful actions or words of others. Many times we try to forget them, ignore them, or suppress them. These strategies are seldom effective and evade a central issue of the Christian life, that being suffering. God can and does use our pain to strengthen us and to develop our character. Joseph from the Old Testament, who spent 13 long years in Egyptian servitude and imprisonment before becoming its second most powerful leader, named his second son Ephraim, which means twice fruitful. The name reminded Joseph that God had woven his sufferings into a beautifully designed plan. Joseph became the godly man he was created to be because of his sufferings, not in spite of them. And think about the Apostle Paul. He had plenty of scars, the physical kind, from brutal lashings and angry stonings, and also the kind you don't see, from rejection from his own people and loneliness from years of unjust imprisonment. But Paul became the great apostle of the Gospels through his sufferings, with many of his epistles inked in the dim light of a jail. Now, our scars can help us become the people of God that we were created to become, and can even help us to accomplish feats unattainable apart from our ordeals. Joseph, as we talked about, chose to trust in God's sovereign plan for his life. Speaking to his brothers who had betrayed and sold him, he emphatically stated in Genesis 50, verse 20, You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. And the Apostle Paul refused to look back bitterly on his problems. Instead, he exclaimed that he would press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Wonderful words found in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. You see, God will use your scars as part of his healing process to conform you to the image of Jesus Christ and to produce in you that indomitable spirit of faith and courage in God's sovereign plan. Remember, too, that one day when you meet Christ face to face, you will see the scars that made him your sacrifice. We find those verses in Isaiah where it says, He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We would have no Savior without scars. Heavenly Father, show me how to overcome the afflictions of my scars. I'm trusting you now for the victory and the joy that will result from them. Far from the world I know, hidden from view, underneath your healing wings, you tenderly care for me, and I know my heart will mend, and I will soar again, because there is healing under your wings.
When I am wounded, when I am weak, there is a resting place where I find hidden from you underneath your healing wings. There is healing for me. And I know my heart will mend. I will soar again. There is healing under your wings.
Wonderful song there. The late Bobby Michaels reminding us that there is healing under the wings of the Lord. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can find us on the internet at calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Hope you'll come back again next week for another time of worship and praise right here on A Call to Worship. Well, we're going to wind up our time together now with a wonderful old song. I think many of you know this. But if you're going through difficult times in your life, and you're wondering if God can bring you through and bring healing through those difficult times, just remember that He can, and we will understand it better by and by.